JIS Radio presents highlights of the government's achievements during the first half of 2014.
The Office of the Prime Minister, OPM, is committed to providing the necessary leadership for the creation of a first-class society, while coordinating and implementing policies to support national goals. In the first 6 months of this year, OPM has achieved much in this regard. Stay with us as we take a look at some of the achievements of the Office of the Prime Minister from January to present.
My administration continues to make investments in people and social development, even as we pursue our necessary strategy of fiscal prudence and debt management.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. Improving the living conditions of the nation's people is a key social development goal of the Office of the Prime Minister. In March, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller handed over keys to 66 excited families in Hampden Heights, Trelawney, for the first set of houses under the First Step Homes program. This government-initiated program aims to build 3,000 new housing solutions for low-income earners over a five-year period. In February, Mrs. Simpson Miller broke ground for 32 houses to be constructed in Majesty Gardens, St. Andrew by the National Housing Trust, NHT, under Phase 1 of the Majesty Gardens housing development. The government is also providing more financial assistance to landowners to acquire titles through a $90 million revolving loan fund, targeting beneficiaries of the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP2, who have made partial payments on their applications for titles but are having difficulties completing the process. The Prime Minister also actively sought to maintain Jamaica's presence on the international scene, attending key high-level meetings overseas. In January, she made an official visit to Cuba, engaging in bilateral talks on areas of increased cooperation with that country. In June, Mrs. Simpson Miller participated in the 25th intersessional meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of CARICOM in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, discussing matters such as the establishment of a five-year strategic development plan for the region. Earlier this year, the government also signed 6 support agreements with the European Union, which provided $11.5 billion of grant funding to critical areas such as justice, community development, and income-generating projects. The Prime Minister announced in May that the government has completed a wide-ranging compensation policy for the public service.
We decided we needed to develop an instrument that determines how we pay public sector workers for the work they do. Rest assured, then, that you'll be hearing more about this reclassification and the new regime when it is put in place.
She went on to assure public sector workers that the government will seek every opportunity within the context of the current wage restraint to enhance their welfare. Mrs. Simpson Miller signed a memorandum of understanding on behalf of the government with the Youth Upliftment Through Employment Youth Program in February. The agreement saw $32 million channeled into the program from the National Housing Trust. The cash injection allowed 100 at-risk persons from inner-city communities to gain employment under Phase 2 of Youth.
We are seeing positive signs from the investment in institutions like the Heart Trust NTA and investments which the government has been making in our people. I have always believed that the best investment any country can make is investing in its people.
As it relates to agriculture, Mrs. Simpson Miller in January officially opened the Yalas Agro Park in St. Thomas. She urged the participating farmers to take good care of the facility, telling them they are poised to make a significant contribution to the nation's food security and rural development. During the opening, the Prime Minister also commissioned into service a $395 million irrigation facility, which will benefit farmers in the communities of Phillipsfield, Hearties, and Norris. The Office of the Prime Minister, working to be an agent of social transformation and empowerment under the leadership of Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller.
I see a bright future ahead of us. We cannot throw away our sacrifices and our gains now. We must all work that much harder. We must stay the course. Let us work together to build a bright and glorious future for Jamaica, land we love.
We'll be right back. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.